Free throw is up and good. She's got 15. And we're tied at 31 with 7 minutes to go here in the fourth. Lene Raines gets it across the timeline. Ball goes to the right side. Now they get it back up. Price, left side to Madeline Wilson. Back up to Price. Right side it goes to Phillips. Down in the corner to Raines. Raines gets the ball up. Now they get it to Madeline Wilson. Wilson dishes it right side. Lene Raines for three. Shots up no good. Rebound by Wilson, and she's fouled on the putback. Maybe a little pass off the glass to Madeline would help.
Potentially, but that was the 15th offensive rebound for Chase County in this contest.
That is the fourth foul on Macy Seams. Madeline Wilson's free throw is up and good.
Stops a 13-0 run.
This game has been a game, definitely a game of runs. Wilson's second free throw is up and no good. Chase County, though, with the one-point lead. Waverly with the basketball, 6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Now picked up, now ball stolen away again by Ava, by Madeline Wilson, and she is fouled from behind by Stuckey. That'll be number three on that. On Ali Stuckey. Price with it across the timeline. Gives ball left side to Madeline Wilson. Back out to Price. Price gives it right side to Phillips. Phillips down in the corner to Raines. Raines gets it up to Madeline Wilson. Madeline Wilson takes it in. 10-footer's up. No good. Rebounded by Waverly. Here they come. Hurt gives the ball right side. Stuckey. Stuckey tried to get it into Wagner, has the ball knocked away. Raines now with the steal. Raines on the breakaway. Layup, good. Lene Raines now with 12 and extends the lead to 3. 34-31. Ball goes inside to Wagner. Shots up, no good. And she is fouled. I don't think Wagner's thrilled about that. That's foul number 4 on Madeline Wilson. That's huge. Free throw by Wagner's up and good. Wagner now with 13. Pulls them within 3. Wilson coming out. Naomi Peters, within 2. I was wondering when they were going to. Now it's within 1. So the free throw is up and good.
Wagner helped out the scoreboard operator saying, hey, it was a little, some latency, I think.
Yeah.
Even him was just like, I don't know what was going on. I pressed it, and then all of a sudden they gave it to
him. Yeah. So now they cut the lead to 1. Now they get the ball. Ava Wilson's jumper's up and good. Ava Wilson with her first 2 of the second half. She's now got 10. The ball goes inside to Wagner. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by Ava Wilson. Ava gets it across the timeline. Now she's going to be fouled from behind by Zoe Hurt. But the one thing I liked about Waverly that time, Maggie Peters with 4 fouls, they went right after her.
Oh, absolutely. Gotcha.
That's number 2, by the way, on Hurt. Left side jumper by Ava Wilson is up. No good. Rebounded by Chase County. They get the ball back up top. Price with it. Gives it over to Phillips on the right side. Down in the corner to Raines. Raines launches a 3. No good. Rebounded to Chase. Rebounded to Waverly. Zoe Hurt gets it across the timeline. Takes it now left side. Ball knocked out of bounds, but it's going to be out of bounds off of Chase County. 4:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. Chase County leading 36-33. Now they get the ball in to Zoe Hurt. Hurt dribbles inside. Has the ball stolen away. Here comes Price with it on the left side. Shot blocked. Shot blocked by Bathory. And now here comes Waverly with the basketball. Stuckey with it. Gives the ball to the left side to Hurt. Hurt slows it down. Hurt dribbles to the right side. Picks up her dribble. Gives the ball. Three-pointer is up and no good by Evelyn Reynolds. Ball goes out of bounds to Chase County. Lexi Price brings it up, gets it across the timeline. Gives the ball to the right side to Phillips. Phillips gets it in the corner to Maggie Peters. Peters gives it back up to Phillips. Right side to Peters. Peters back up to Phillips. Phillips, right side to Peters. Now back up to Phillips. Now up top to Price. 8 seconds to go on the shot clock. Right side to Phillips. Phillips picks up her dribble. Has the ball stolen by Bathory. Bathory gets it across the timeline. Dribbles onto the left side. Picks up her dribble. Gives it back up top to Hurt. Hurt with it. Top of the key. Tries to get it inside to Wagner, but overthrows her. And now Madeline Wilson and Natalie Neff checking back in the game for Chase County. And Macy Seams back in the game for Waverly. And we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Ty Piper. We'll take a timeout, too. 3:37 to go. And the fourth quarter, it's Chase County 36, Waverly 33. Back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities. And by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
Ken Hansen with Michael Deeker back here at Waverly High School. Did your favorite athlete have a great time, have a great game that we should know about? Nominate them to be the KVOE Athlete of the Week. Go online at kvoe.com/athlete and tell us what your athlete did to help their team win this week. Send us a photo and then listen Monday mornings on the 750 AM Sportscast on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM KVOE and Country 101.7. And on KVOE's Monday morning quarterback beginning at 11:06 to hear that week's Athlete of the Week. Seniors who are the Athlete of the Week are qualified to be the KVOE Athlete of the Year and win a college scholarship at the end of the school year. Nominate your athlete today at kvoe.com/athlete. That's kvoe.com/athlete, brought to you by MT Networks for fast, reliable, high-speed internet. MTNetworks.com for more information. Chase County with the basketball to go right side to Ava Wilson. Gets it back up top. Now swings it left side. Natalie Neff for three is good. Three-pointer by Natalie Neff. Her first Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
What did you say on Tuesday, Ken, when she hit four? Nothing but Neff?
Nothing but Neff. And that was perfect. Now the ball stolen by Madeline Wilson. Down the court to Lene Raines. Layup, no good. Rebound pulled down by Maggie Peters, and she's going to be fouled from behind. I can see Raines going, I should have made that. Yeah, and she hit nothing but net. There was no doubt on that.
Big three, though. At one point, it was 31-31, 7-10 to go in the fourth. But only 2 points here in the last 5 minutes.
So now Chase County up six. They get the ball back up top. Right side, it goes to Ava Wilson. Ava gets it back up to Renee Raines. Now left side, Madeline Wilson. Up to Natalie Neff. Neff, top of the key, jumper is up and good. That hit rim. That wasn't nothing but Neff. That hit rim. Natalie now with 5 points all here in the fourth quarter and all in a row. Extends the lead to 41-33 with 2:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Right side it goes. Seams takes it to the baseline. Now picks up a dribble. Gives it back out to Stuckey. Stuckey now has trouble. Gets it to Bathory. Right side to Seams. Seams for three. No good. Rebounded by Maggie Peters, and she's going to be fouled in backcourt. Or no, we got a timeout called by my coach Clayton Happy. We'll just keep it right here with 2:01 to go. With Chase County leading 41-33, they've all of a sudden, it's amazing when you hit some shots how much better everything looks, Michael.
Yeah, 100%. It's just, boy, oh boy, what a game of runs. Waverly had an Chase County had an 18-0 run in the second quarter when they were trailing by seven. Waverly had a 13-0 run to tie the game at 32. But as I mentioned, it was 7-10 to go in the fourth quarter when that score got tied at 31. But it's been a little dry spell with only one bucket in the last 5 minutes. Can Ty Piper rally the troops and pull off another big run to make this game interesting?
I think it might have to be a Stookie three-pointer to get him going. Now to get Renee Raines is fouled as she tries to get it across the timeline.
Well, it ain't going to be from Stookie because that's, I believe, her fifth.
Oh, no, that's Seams.
Oh, it's Seams with her fifth, yes.
Yep. And so at the free throw line is Lene Raines. Raines 1-for-2 tonight at the line. Free throw is up and it's good. Raines now with 13. Stands up the lead, all of a sudden back up to 9. Second free throw is up, no good. Rebound to Wagner for Waverly. She gets it to Hurt. Hurt gets it across the timeline, needing to push the offense a little bit.
Need something quick here.
Now they get the ball to Bathory. Bathory brings it back out. Bathory, though, takes it to the basket. Shot blocked by Madeline Wilson. I like the idea by Bathory. She could have done it earlier.
Oh, yeah. Could have had a foul line jumper. She was wide open.
Chase County with it. Madeline Wilson gives the ball right side to Naomi Peters. Maggie Peters. Naomi was in there for a while. Now a jumper is up and good from the right side by Ava Wilson. And she's got 12. Extends the lead back to 44-33. And all of a sudden, it looks like Chase County's in cruise control. Jumper from the right side. Zoe Hurts up, no good. And that'll be foul number 4. Oh, foul number 5 on Maggie Peters. Grace Welch now in the game for Chase County. And at the free throw line, it's Zoe Hurt. Free throw is up and no good. She's 0-for-3 tonight at the line. That's an area where Ty Piper's going to go. We could have been in the game with that, Michael.
Yeah, that and the 33 turnovers certainly don't help as well.
The second shot is up and good. Zoe Hurt with her first point of the night. Now they put pressure on the backcourt, but Ava Wilson gets it across the timeline, and she's going to be fouled by Zoe Hurt. Number 3 on Zoe. Yeah, I thought I was going to be able to call maybe a... The free throw is up and good by Ava Wilson. Michael, I thought I was going to be calling a last second shot kind of game here. And it
certainly
didn't happen.
Man, Chase County really put it on here in the last 5 minutes of play.
Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound to Waverly. They get it across the timeline. Trailing now by 11. They're going to get a foul called. Yeah, I want to thank the folks at Waverly for making sure that we were hydrated.
We were certainly hydrated. And if it wasn't for the janitor calling, Haley Pierce, we would have been in trouble here, Ken.
Yes, Todd Stewart's awesome.
Yeah, Todd, he certainly does an excellent job.
And now we get the ball to the right side. And we're going to lose the ball. Lose everything over there that time by Zoe Hurt. She fell to the ground and... ball goes out of bounds. 45 seconds to go here in the ball game. Chase County leading by 11, 45-34. They get the ball in. Ava Wilson, they're going to try to foul her, but Ava brings it back out. Ava now picks up her dribble, having some trouble. Gets the ball to Natalie Neff, who gets the ball now to Lene Raines. Once again, Natalie Neff come in, hitting some big shots. Kind of spurred on this fourth quarter for Chase County. But Raines dribbles it from one side to the other. Now she's on the right side, gives the ball to Madeline Wilson. 11 seconds to go on the shot clock. Wilson gives it back to Raines. Raines gives it to Madeline Wilson. Madeline takes it to the glass. Layup good.
Exclamation point right there.
Yeah, Madeline now with 16 on the night. Extends the lead. To get it in underneath the Wagner layup. Good. But that'll do it. The final score here tonight. Chase County 47, Waverly 36. We'll be back with the Rich Door Company postgame show. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. Coming up on Country 101.7.
Area high school basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
Back here on the Rich Door Company postgame show, the final score tonight. Chase County 47, Waverly 36. Let's give you a rundown of stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. For Chase County, they have three players in double figures led by Madeline Wilson with 16, 13 points each from Ava Wilson and Renee Raines, and 5 points from Natalie Neff. For Waverly, two players in double figures, 16 from Kate Wagner, 15 from Allie Stuckey, 4 from Jasmine Bathory, and 1 from Zoe Hurt. Michael, how did the team stats look?
I'm trying to just make sure my math was correct here. But Waverly, 8 out of 19 inside, 4 out of 17 from long distance. That certainly kept him in it. 8 out of 20 from the foul line. They out-rebound Chase County 33-29. But of those 29 rebounds for Chase County, over half were on the offensive glass. Wow. They certainly made him pay. But 34 turnovers for Waverly. That was certainly the difference maker in this one, Ken, compared to Chase County 16. Chase County 7 out of 13 from the foul line, 2 out of 22 from long distance, and 17 out of 43 inside. But obviously a big run there by Chase County in the second quarter, 18-0 run. Thought maybe they were going to run away with it, but then Waverly had that big 13-0 run to end the third, start the fourth, tied it at 31, and then just a big finish there by Chase County down the stretch.
Just before we go, we've got some quick scores from you. Lebo defeated Mission Valley 54-29. Ellie had 22 points. Ellie Grimmett, my great niece. Braden Brown of KBOE had Hayden defeating Emporia High 57-25, and Michael at the half. Osage City 38, Opie 16.
Woo!
And so that'll do it for the Rich Door Company postgame show. We'll be back with the boys coming up on Country 101.7 FM.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
is Allison of Mel's Tire.
Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go.
From the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX to the Yokohama Geolander AT4 or Yokohama Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality services on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignments, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Grant Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. Now getting ready for our boys contest. We have Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt stopping by. His club coming off an impressive win on Tuesday night over Merazine Valley. Coach, those that may have missed the contest, what can you tell them about it?
Well, I thought we were able to, you know, control the pace of the game. We were, you know, able to transition quite a bit. You know, Matt Spire kind of set the tone early on the perimeter, getting steals. And then we did get into our half-court set. I thought, you know, Maddox Byer, Guthrie Danford, they did a good job, you know, driving inside on the zone. And then if they couldn't get an open look, they kicked it out to the outside. And we were obviously hitting some threes from the outside that night, which made it a lot easier.
You mentioned able to knock down the threes on a consistent basis. That's going to be huge for your club if you're able to do so.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've, you know, usually the games we've struggled in have been the games that, you know, sometimes we see zone and we can't hit outside shots. And so, yes, if we can hit outside shots or even, you know, find a success in the mid-range a little bit, will definitely help us out going on to the postseason here.
Now, Wyatt Griffin rolled his ankle, you know, last Friday's game, missed Tuesday's action. To be able to pick up a win without him and look as good as you did offensively, that's got to build some confidence for the rest of the guys too.
Yeah, you know, I thought we had three really good guards coming into the season. And so still having, you know, the varsity senior experience of Guthrie definitely helps because, you know, he's been averaging about 7 assists a game for us. So he does pick up a lot of the slack, making sure, you know, other people get involved. And then Matt Byers kind of stepped up as well. So we've been able to cover up some of the scoring a little bit. But, you know, wide on the defensive side, he's so versatile. Definitely miss him on that aspect of it for sure, but no, we'll be looking forward to having him back.
Talking with Cade Witt, Chase County boys basketball coach, getting ready for tip-off tonight in Waverly. Coach, just a handful of games, and we kind of talked about this on Tuesday before our area game of the week, but you're running out of games in the regular season. Where do you still want to see the guys get better at to get ready for a playoff run?
Well, I think it's mostly just being, you know, consistent through and through, offensively and defensively. I think defensively is the biggest one for us, just because we'll go from, you know, one game where, you know, not too many fouls are called against us to a game where, you know, we're shorthanded as it is, and we're having to rotate more guys just to make sure we don't foul out, and we're giving up a lot of free throws. So, you know, I think we've been better, so we got to keep working on that, making sure, you know, it's easier said than done, making sure we're not, you know, taking plays off on the defensive side. Because usually when we get out there and we start taking chances, you know, we're usually a little bit slower to rotate. And that's been giving us some fouls inside. So definitely looking to make sure we're a little more disciplined on that side of it. And then offensively, I think we've been getting good looks. Sometimes the shots don't fall down, but making sure our guys are still aggressive, shooting the ball when necessary.
Looking at tonight's opponent, Waverly, what do you know about them?
Well, the team will see some zone looks again. You know, credit to Tyler and his team. They, you know, they'll get up and press you. They like to speed it up, make you get turnovers. So we're expecting to see that again. You know, you usually do that the whole game. So one thing I think we need to try to do is control our tempo. You know, as we're breaking the press, make sure we're not, you know, forcing it if not necessary. And then, you know, when we have the chance to play with speed, but understand that we can slow it down as well and kind of look through our different looks and make sure we get quality shots each possession.
Cade Witt, Chase County boys basketball coach. Always appreciate him stopping by, and good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
We'll have more of the Area Game of the Week pregame show on Country 101.7 FM after a quick timeout.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM. Now getting ready for our boys contest. We got Tyler Williams stopping by, Waverly boys basketball coach. Coach, another game day, third one of this week. How are the boys holding it all together?
It feels like an MAYB tournament, constantly playing these games, not much practice time in between. But they're doing okay. You know, we're dealing with some things. We have an injury, and that's never too easy. But I think our kids are doing well.
It's hard to believe we're inching closer and closer towards the end of the season with just a handful of games left in the regular season. Where do you still want to see your team improve?
Well, we still can work our way up on our sub-state rankings. We kind of doomed ourselves to some of our silly losses we've had this year, but I'd like to see us improve, obviously, on the rebounding end. That's one thing we've struggled with. Just being the same aggressive team for four quarters and doing it without fouling.
Nice little stretch to close out your campaign with a lot of the Flint Hills League teams. When you start to see these guys, does it get kind of bittersweet? It's like, well, we're almost towards the end of the year, but we want to go on a long playoff run, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's nice to see the Flint Hills League teams. They're a very competitive league. we see some pretty good ones. And the way our schedule works out is we're either Road Warriors or we're all home for the rest of the year. And right now we're the Road Warriors. So it's a little exhausting, but it's a good way to end the season. Kind of see where we match up against other teams who aren't just in our league. And it'll be a good test for sub-state.
Tyler Williams joining us as we talk Waverly boys basketball, getting ready for tip-off of our area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM. Coach, for someone that maybe hasn't been paying attention to your club too much this year, who are some of the guys that are leading the charge for you?
Carter Ohl is a senior, and he's done really well defensively. He's been he was injured all summer and kind of injured coming into the season. It took him a little while to get going, but now that he's going, he's been a huge, huge help for us on the defensive end and just attacking the basket. Dustin Foster is a junior, and he's probably, you know, a guy that a lot of people know about on our team. He's shoots the ball pretty well, attacks the basket. He's a three-year starter, just knows how to play. And then we got some freshmen that are filling some big minutes with Alex Dias, Tatum Williams, and Hayden Ohl. And they've been huge helps. And then Kaiser Franza and Maxwell McNabb, just both athletic kids. So, I mean, we got some guys. Most of them are young, so I'm excited about next year, but we got to get through this year first.
Before I let you get out of here, Coach, what do you know about Chase County, and what do you think it's going to take to pick up the win tonight?
We saw them this summer. They're pretty dang good. They're feisty. Kate always does a good job with them. The Griffin kid is just a beast of an athlete, so he'll be a difficult kid to stop, and their guards get after you. The summer, I thought we had a game where both of us were down players, and we thought we had them put away, and then all of a sudden, one of their guards just went on a tear on us, and it became a 2-point game. So we know that we just got to be ready for them.
Coach, good luck tonight, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
All right, sounds good.
You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on 101.7 FM.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama Tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX to the Yokohama Geolander AT4 or Yokohama Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality services on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignments, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Grant Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Melissa Herdman. Kirk and Cobb Realtors wishing all the athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities. And by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Levo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball brought to you by the City of Cottonwood Falls. A proud supporter of Chase County student-athletes and coaches and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs! Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills, wishing the Bulldogs team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners, and Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by ESB Insurance and Financial Services. Changing jobs, retiring, growing your family, changing marital status, these are all things that can affect your overall financial health. Let ESB Insurance and Financial Services help you explore your options. Call 340-9921. The Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud. Go Bulldogs. Dogs.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Clark Farm and Home under the new ownership of Cade and Haley Gibb. Continuing to be your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946. By Harshman Construction, they have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. And by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Levo. For Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks.
We're going back to Waverly High School. Michael Dicker alongside Ken Hansen, area game of the week. Nightcap just about ready to get underway. Battle of the Bulldogs, battle of some teams trying to find their way here in the stretch of February. Waverly 6-14, Chase County 7-11. They snapped a three-game skid with a victory on Tuesday, 68-24 over Meredithine Valley. Waverly in the midst of a three-game skid. Losses to Uniontown, Central Heights, and Colony Crest. All close,
yeah,
but still losses nonetheless.
But this is a very young roster with Waverly.
Absolutely. As Coach Tyler Williams mentioned, many thanks to Braden Brown for getting those interviews while I was out traveling this week, and Tega Trahoon for filling in on Tuesday. But the starting lineup's brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. For Chase County in their road black uniforms, Bulldogs across the chest in white. It'll be a 5'8 junior Maddox Byer, 5'8 senior Guthrie Danford, 5'10 sophomore Rex Griffin, 6'1 senior Hudson Doty, and Noah Green. For Waverly, 6'1 freshman Hayden Knoll, 5'10 junior Dustin Foster, 5'9 freshman Alex Dice, 6'2 junior Rylan Rasmussen, and 6' senior Carter Ohl. Once again, starting lineups, Heartland Office Systems. Doty versus Ohl at the midcourt for the opening tip, going in the hands of Guthrie Danford. Ken, your quick keys to this tonight's contest.
I think for Waverly, it's going to be if they can handle the press that Chase County is going to try to put on them here tonight. For Waverly, for Chase County, it's going to be try to establish an inside presence.
Guthrie Danford takes an extra step with the European Pro. He'll turn it over to the Waverly Bulldogs. Waverly coached by Tyler Williams. Now, I believe, in his sixth season at the helm of the Bulldogs. And Cade Witt on the opposite sideline for the Chase County Bulldogs. Ray Knoll has it up top, going over to the corner to Alex Stice. He'll get a floater to follow along the baseline. Stice, the 5'9 freshman, and Waverly going to put some backcourt pressure against Guthrie Danford. Chase County still without Wyatt Griffin. And Danford going to press the issue. And Guthrie Danford has his first points of the night, tying our score at 2-2. 60 seconds in. Hey, Noel at the top of the key. That's Carter Ole at the top of the key now. Elbow. Now finding Rasmussen. Rasmussen picks up his dribble up top to Carter Ole. And he'll put it on the floor. Stolen away by Rex Griffin. Maddox firing out the elbow. Kick back out to Griffin. Wyatt Griffin from the sideline telling that team to slow down, run the offense. And Maddox Byer with it on the wing. Looking for an open teammate. He'll skip it up top to Danford. We've got a ball screen from Noah Green. Danford still with it. Looking to drive with the right. Put on the floor. Now up and under and leave a little shy off the rim. Rebound tips around and one by Carter Ole. 2-2 our score. 90 seconds in. Carter Ole's shot rejected out of bounds by Noah Green, the 5'11 junior. So with Wyatt Griffin going down, Chase County not all that deep, and Tyler Williams using a mix of 9, sometimes 10 deep on this roster.
Yeah, he could be trying to really wear down Chase County tonight.
Rasmussen at the top of the key, halfway through the shot clock. Hey, Noel has it now to Foster. Foster on the wing, picks up his dribble, top of the key to Carter Ole. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Stice, elbow jumper. Good. Alex Stice, 4 points for the Waverly Bulldogs. They lead things 4-2, 5:45 to play first quarter. Danford against a man-to-man defense. Green, far side Griffin. He'll get a ball screen. Pick up his dribble now near side to Danford. Thought about a long three. Now Maddox Byer running floater on the baseline. And Maddox Byer ties this contest at 4 apiece.
Maddox Byer in the last two games has been a kid I've really been impressed with. Just, he's young, but he's showing an ability to hit that 15-foot jumper.
Dustin Foster on the near side up top to Hayden Ole now. Far side to Stice. Up top, Ole. Now Carter Ole with it. Rasmussen over to Stice. It'll be poke check from behind. That'll be a first foul against Maddox Meyer, team first. Of course, we'll have another Battle of the Bulldogs on Tuesday as Chase County travels down to Madison. Before we end our regular season coverage of the Area Game of the Week with Madison and Linden, and we're going to have a 5-second violation on the inbound. It'll be a turnover back to Chase County.
That's one of those turnovers that eventually you could have just chucked it deep.
3 minutes into this first quarter here on Mike Hebel Court. 4-4 our score. Danford, near side wing, now to the elbow. Trying to skip it. Going to be a deflected pass. Go out of bounds. Last touched by Waverly. It will stay with Chase County. And both of these teams trying to get some winning back into their ways.
Yeah. But I've been impressed with Waverly's young kids.
Yes, and they've got about a half dozen eighth graders that, you know, may not contribute right away. But obviously, as Tyler Williams mentioned in that Mel's Tire pregame show, the nucleus is strong for years to come. Three on the far side by Rex Griffin is no good. Offensive rebound to Noah Green, tipped out to Maddox Byer, top of the key three. And Maddox Byer with a Cody Thurston land agent three-pointer. Experience the Midwest land group difference. Halfway through this first quarter, Chase County leads 7-4. Stice pushing the issue, kicked over to Rasmussen on the far side. He'll go along the perimeter. Now look to drive with the left. The block off the glass. Good. Excellent dribble drive there by Rylan Rasmussen. Danford now. Pressure in the backcourt by Carter Ole. Now Hayden Ole pressuring Doty. Kicked out. Danford looking for another three to fall. It'll bang off the side of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound to Griffin. He'll try to kick it back out in the corner. Be knocked out of bounds by Carter Ole. First substitutions of the contest. For Chase County, it'll be Dom Barrett coming in, the 6-foot sophomore for Chase County. And then out there for Waverly, it's Kaiser Forenza, Max McNabb, and then Tatum Williams. Danford with it. Chase County leads 7-6. Danford, foul line jumper, no good. Rebound on the floor, still loose. Maddox Meyer with it, puts up a shot. That's no good, and a rebound to McNabb. Now up the court we go to Williams. Williams, near side in the corner. To Stice, spin move. Floater is good by Alex Stice. He's got 6 points. Timeout on the floor taken by Cade Witt. It's a 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you. 8-7 our score. 3:12 to play first quarter. Of course, we mentioned some girl scores, but games going on in our area. Emporia taking on Hayden. That'd be a good matchup on the boys' side for a third time, but that's over on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. And then other games, it's boys only affair between Stafford at Hartford, Lebo at Mission Valley, Linden at Burlingame, Madison at Southern Coffee County, Osage City at Opie, Cornerstone, Topeka Cornerstone at Merzine Valley, West Franklin at Northern Heights, and Hillsboro at Council Grove to round out the games in the area.
By the way, Michael, also want to let you know that the Burlington Lady Cats defeated Prairie View 56-30 tonight.
Danford at the point. Pressure up top, trying to find Doty on the right block. He'll kiss the glass, too strong, high off the glass, and a rebound to Tatum Williams. Williams keeps it himself into the half court, skipping it far side to Forenza. Coach's son to coach's son, running floater by Kaiser Forenza, and he gets it to fall. 10-7 now. Waverly leading Chase County. Doty with it. Elbow. Near side to Danford, back underneath to Doty. Turnaround, hook shot, off the mark, rebound to Barrett. Back up top, Doty for the equalizer. No good, rebound to Max McNabb. Waverly on top, 10-7, 2:23 to play first quarter. Tatum Williams with it at the top of the key. Now over to McNabb. McNabb looking to drive with the left, spin move down to Forenza. Foul line over to Williams. Williams at the foul line, he'll spin on the right block. Kicked out to Forenza on that wing. And they'll reset it to McNabb and a motion offense. Williams now with 10 seconds on the shot clock at the top of the key. Near side, Stice. Spin move. Running hook shot off the side of the backboard. No good. It'll be deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Chase County. Or, excuse me, with Waverly, but with 2 seconds on the shot clock. Doty is subbed out by Noah Green. Stice to inbound. Looking for an open teammate. Get close to five. He'll go up top to Forenza. Now to McNabb at the shot clock buzzer. Draws iron and a rebound to Forenza. Left hook shot good for Kaiser Forenza. 5-point advantage for the Waverly Bulldogs. A 1:44 to play first quarter. It is 12-7 now. Danford on the near side wing driving. Skipping it far side to Beyer. Thought about a three. Will drive baseline. Throw up a floater. That's no good. Rebound going to be docked out of bounds. Last touched by Dom Barrett. But 90 seconds left here in the first quarter. Waverly with a nice 12-7 advantage on a 6-0 run.
Yeah, and they're also out-rebounding Chase County 8-3 right now.
And really, it's been the McNabb, Forenza, and Williams really sparking this kind of run here since they've came in with those fresh legs. Williams, spin move with the wing, now up top to Stice. Stice running floater, no good. And a rebound to Noah Green. Outlet pass, trying to find the hands of Danford, nearly loses a handle on it, but he recovers. Picked up in a half-court man-to-man defense by Carter Old, nearly getting a steal. He dribbles out of it to the elbow, mid-lane floater, it's no good. And a rebound to Maddox Beyer, he'll miss a putback. And we're going to have a tie-up on the rebound, and possession error will go back to Waverly. So good looks for the Chase County Bulldogs, just unable to capitalize.
Yeah, they're kind of like their girls' team, just struggling here to get some points in the first quarter.
Inbound from Maxwell McNabb to Dustin Foster. Foster running the point. Going far side to McNabb. Back to Foster on the right wing. He'll drive to the block. Now pick up his dribble. Go to the foul line to McNabb. McNabb finding Stice in the far corner. Now to Ferenza. Underneath the Williams. He'll have a shot blocked, but Doty's momentum carrying him into him. And Tatum Williams will have two foul shots with 27.9 seconds to go first quarter.
Yeah, that was an obvious call.
It was initially clean, but Hudson, gravity's not his friend when he's going left to right.
Yeah.
Two free throws upcoming for Tatum Williams. First one in the air, and good. Makes our score 13-7, and a second one now in the hands of Tatum Williams. Taking his time, collecting his thoughts, bends his knees and fires in the air, and going to be good. Perfect trip there for Tatum Williams. And Waverly has doubled up Chase County here in the first quarter, closing moments of the first period. Guthrie Danford with it, with the shot clock turned off, picks up his dribble against a pressure D, and going to be stolen away by Tatum Williams. Williams looking to push, and he'll be fouled by Hudson Doty. That'll be a second foul on Hudson Doty.
And right now you're seeing frustration by Doty.
So 13.3 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Doty's going to be subbed out. And Williams now over to Ferenza underneath to Foster. Kicked out Stice. Stice looking to drive. Kicked back out Foster. Three on the wing. Bang! Dustin Foster with a Cody Thurston land agent three. Desperation three-quarter court shot by Danford will be no good. But a 11-0 run by Waverly to end this first quarter. But you're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. We'll say hello to our sponsors and have continued coverage right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Second quarter underway. Chase County trailing things 17-7, but with possession begin the second quarter. Maddox Beyer with it. Far side to Rex Griffin. Now over to Noah Green. Back up top Beyer. Near side Danford. Now in the corner to Dom Barrett. Back to Danford, halfway through the shot clock. He's looking to drive baseline. Floater, no good. Rebound to out Rylan Rasmussen. Rasmussen over to Foster. Foster, drive to the elbow, to the block. Shot, no good. And a rebound to Dominic Barrett. Waverly ended that first quarter on an 11-0 run, leading things 17-7. Danford bounce pass over to Noah Green. Now near side Barrett. Underneath to Griffin, kicked out by her three on the corner. It's going to be long and a rebound. Going to go to Tatum Williams, and he's going to be fouled by Noah Green. It'll be his first, team's first. Hudson Doty on the bench with two fouls that he picked up in the first quarter. 7 minutes remaining here in the first half. Waverly looking to add to their 17-7 lead. Williams up top to Hayden Ohl. Far side, Dustin Foster, left open for a three, and he buries another one. Another three-pointer for Dustin Foster. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference with Cody Thurston. Dom Barrett now over to Maddox Beyer, handing it off to Guthrie Danford. Danford looking to drive, get a ball screen to the elbow. Put it on the floor. Just throw up a desperation heave that's well off the mark. And a rebound to Rylan Rasmussen. Pushing it up the court is Dustin Foster. Now back to Rasmussen at the foul line. Now Williams on the near side. Back to Rasmussen, underneath. Good position by Hayden Ohl, unable to finish from close range, and a rebound to Chase County. Danford trying to catch the Waverly Bulldogs in transition, and he does. First points in a long while for Chase County, stopping a 14-0 run. But now a jumper on the opposite side by Waverly, that's no good. Rebound to Chase County. Danford, same thing, gets pushed to the floor, and he'll be rewarded with two foul shots.
And that's when Chase County is at its best, is when they're able to get out and run with Guthrie Danford leading the way. I was thinking
they're
that they were
call needing it on the floor, actually.
Oh. I was thinking they were needing to, that Chase County's needing to set up some more stuff to get Danford going to the basket.
Danford inbounds to Maddox Beyer, left block, jumper, falls away, no good, and a rebound to Waverly. Foster to Williams, he'll drive, nothing there, dribbles it out to the far corner, up top Rasmussen, he'll step into a top of the key three, barely draws iron, and a foul on the rebound, going to go against Hayden Ohl. His first, team's second.
Yeah, that time just rushed it, and then Ohl just grabbed him trying to go for that rebound.
5:30 to play first half. Waverly on top, 29. Chase County with a Rex Griffin three. It's no good. And a rebound to Dustin Foster. Foster now in the half court over to Tatum Williams. Look inside, nothing there. Now to Ferenza. Skips back, far side to Foster. He'll drive to the block. And he'd be fouled on the floor on the dribble drive. That's a second team foul against Chase County. And it's going to go against Rex Griffin, his first. So Foster to inbound. Along the baseline, looking for an open teammate. Get close, and he'll go up top to Tatum Williams. Now over to Rylan Rasmussen. Up top, Tatum Williams. Top of the key three, clangs off the rim, no good, and a rebound to Danford. Danford in the half court. Dribbles to the corner, and he has his pocket picked by Rasmussen, and coming up a little gimpy is Danford. And now Ferenza, running floaters, no good. Fight for a loose ball, going to go out of bounds. Yeah, it looks like the right foot of Danford giving him some struggles.
Waverly was 6 out of 8. Early on shooting the ball wise, but they've now missed their last 6 2-point attempts.
And here comes three new fresh faces for the Waverly Bulldogs. Alex Stice, Carter Ohl, and Maxwell McNabb. Hudson Doty back out there for Chase County.
Stice has impressed me tonight.
That he has. He's looked really good. Of course, his left arm's bandaged. He was welding earlier in the week and forgot to cover himself up, so kind of burned him. The left arm, but appears to be doing okay. But Dustin Foster, three on a kick out, and that's a third Cody Thurston three of the first half for Dustin Foster, extending the lead to 14, 23-9. Timeout on the floor taken by Cade Witt. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break with them. But 23-9, Waverly leading Chase County, 4:30 to play in the first half. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Welcome you back to live action here from Waverly, Kansas. Waverly off to a good start in this first quarter and a half of play, leading things 23-9.
Yeah, they're definitely being the aggressor so far tonight.
Deflected pass, going to go in the back, into the backcourt by Maddox Beyer, over to Danford underneath to Doty. He'll kiss the window and have a bucket. Hudson's first points tonight. Now Waverly on the attack on the opposite end. Stice elbow to the foul line, kicked in the corner to Rylan Rasmussen. His three is going to be long, and a tie-up on the rebound. Noah Green and Carter Old. And it's going to be a foul against Carter Old. His first, team's third.
Yeah, you can't hold him like that.
So Danford appears to be okay after a little bit of rolling of the ankle. A few possessions ago. Maddox Spire with him on the near side. He'll drive to the block. Put up a floater off the window and good for Maddox Spire. He's got seven to lead the Chase County Bulldogs as they trim the deficit down to 10. Rasmussen, near side to Foster. He's leading the way for the Bulldogs with 9 points, all from three-pointers. Now an elbow jumper by Foster. It'll be bricked off the left side and a rebound to Maddox Spire. 3:20 remaining, 23-13, Waverly leads. Byer with it, looking to hand it off. Nice cut by Danford. He'll skip it near side. Rex Griffin, three. It's no good, and a rebound to Dustin Foster. Waverly looking to add to their 10-point advantage, 23-13. Maxwell McNabb will be fouled on the dribble drive at the elbow. That'll be a third team foul against Chase County. And it will go against Maddox Byer, his second. So Byer and Doty each with 2 fouls apiece. And Carter Ole will be subbed out by Tatum Williams.
Chase County 1 of 7 from three-point range tonight.
Foster looking for the inbound. He will go near side to Stice. Back to Foster in the far corner. Now up top, McNabb near side to Williams. Back to McNabb. Trying to find Stice at the foul line. Going to be deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Chase County. I think Waverly, everybody in Waverly thought it was going to go the other way, but officials say otherwise.
Yeah, and no argument from the Chase County side either.
Williams gets it on the inbound. He'll kiss the window and extend the Waverly lead. Williams now with 4 points. Maddox Byer puts it on the floor. Still loose. Recovered by Hudson Doty. Doty trying to go between his legs. Heavy pressure. Now over to Rex Griffin halfway through the shot clock. Noah Green unable to handle the pass. It's stolen away by Dustin Foster. Foster near side to Williams. Now over to Stice in the corner. And a shy pass nearly stolen away. But recovered by Foster. Back to Stice. Right wing three. Draws iron and will rim out, no good. Fight for a loose ball, going to be last touched by Hudson Doty. It'll stay with the Waverly Bulldogs. .249 to play first half. We'll look for a post-game interview with Clayton Happy of the Chase County Lady Bulldogs. At the top of the key, three, or actually two, long two by Rylan Rasmussen. At the Long Bionano Plaza halftime show. 27-13 here on the boys' side. Maddox Byer drive, puts it on the floor, and going to be stolen away by Waverly. Actually, loose ball and stolen back by Guthrie Danford. Underneath to Maddox Byer, and Byer has another bucket. So back and forth we go. Alex Dice down the opposite and over to McNabb underneath the Williams. He'll hook shot off the window. Good as he falls to the floor. Williams with 6 now, lead back to 14 for Waverly. 29-15, 2:05 to play in the half. Danford near side to Byer. Byer looking to drive with the left. Kicked in the corner to Rex Griffin, 3, wide open, and he buries. First three-pointer, or actually second of the night for Chase County, but the first points of the night for Rex Griffin coming from the Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Foster looking for the answer on the opposite side. The bank is open, late. He kisses the glass, and it falls home. Dustin Foster, 4 3-pointers in this first half.
Wow.
Experience the Midwest Land Group difference with Cody Thurston. Maddox Byer at the elbow. Spin move, maybe gets away with an extra step. He does not. The turnover back to Waverly.
You know, Foster's siblings have lit up this court pretty good.
That's why I always have to keep on looking down. Like, I am saying Dustin, right?
Yeah.
But Ty Glissman, the 6'4 senior, into the contest for the Waverly Bulldogs for the first time. And back out there is Dom Barrett. Getting the rest is Noah Green. And Foster over to McNabb, and Guthrie Danford steps in front of a pass. Now Maddox Byer streaking down the court, kisses the glass, and good for Maddox Byer. He's in double figures with 11. 32-20, Waverly on top, a buck 05 remaining in the half. Rasmussen, far side to Williams. Now over to Foster in the far corner. Back to Williams. Williams, the foul line. Now to McNabb. Halfway through the shot clock. McNabb over to Rasmussen. He'll throw up a shot and a fall home. And Ryland Rasmussen will go to the line looking to do it the hard way with the old-fashioned three-pointer.
That was sweet.
That was high off the glass.
Yeah.
You know, so folks, if you see the backboard, there's two windows. There's the paint that goes all the way around the backboard. You got the initial window that goes around the rim. That hit the top of the second window.
Yeah.
But that'll be a foul against Rex Griffin, his second. So Beyer, Griffin, and Doty each with two fouls apiece. Fourth team foul. And at the line for the and one, Rylan Rasmussen in the air and going to be no good. Fight for a loose ball, going to go to Noah Green. And Chase County trying to build some momentum heading into the halftime locker room. Maddox Beyer with it. 13 seconds between shot clock and game clock. Guthrie Danford, right corner three. It'll bang off the back of the rim. No good. Fight for a loose ball. Going to be go to Ty Glissman. Now Tatum Williams. Shot clock turned off with 30 seconds to play. Forenza, far corner. Now to Williams, and we're going to have a travel as Forenza drug his pivot foot. So Bulldogs of Chase County taking over with 24 seconds to play in the half. Beyer over to Guthrie Danford. Danford, step back three, top of the key, no good. Rebound to Rasmussen with 10 seconds to go for Waverly. He'll keep it himself into the half court. Now with 5 seconds to play. Over to Forenza, running floater with the right, no good. Fight for a loose ball, going to be no good. So our halftime score, Waverly 30, Chase County 20. We'll get into the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show. Tally your stats, but first have a post-game interview with Clayton Happy. But once again, it is 34-20. Waverly with the advantage. But Longmont Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longmontauto.com.